Having just celebrated the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, the Church gives us another feast of Roman saints, all the martyrs of Rome who were killed in the first persecution of the Church that occurred during the reign of the Emperor Nero. Hello, Father James Kubicki here. I always find myself inspired by the example of martyrs, men, women, and children who are willing to lose their lives rather than renounce their faith. I admire their courage, and I wonder whether I could be so strong. Here's something that Pope Benedict once said about the martyrs. Where does the strength to face martyrdom come from? From deep and intimate union with Christ, because martyrdom and the vocation of martyrdom are not the result of human effort, but the response to a project and a call of God. They are a gift of His grace that enables a person, out of love, to give his or her life for Christ and for the Church, hence for the world. If we read the lives of the martyrs, we are amazed at their calmness and courage in confronting suffering and death. God's power is fully expressed in weakness, in the poverty of those who entrust themselves to Him and place their hope in Him alone. Dear brothers and sisters, we are probably not called to martyrdom, but not one of us is excluded from the divine call to holiness to attain the high standard of Christian living, and this entails taking up our daily cross. Through the intercession of the saints and martyrs, let us ask the Lord to set our hearts on fire so that we may be able to love as He has loved each one of us.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.